In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, it is quite touching to see Jesus weeping in today's Gospel. It is good for us to look at Jesus and to consider his human nature, his emotions, and his feelings. Yes, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. It shows how much God loves us and that he wants our salvation. The tears of Jesus. The tears of Jesus are the visible proof that God sincerely desires our salvation. Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. But what is Jerusalem? Jerusalem is the city of peace, according to the Assyrian etymology of the name. Jerusalem means the city of peace. But Jerusalem denied her vocation and ignored it. 37 years after Jesus' prophecy, the day of the Passover in the year 70, the Roman Empire, Titus, began the battle of Jerusalem with 4 Roman armies, almost 10,000 soldiers. After 143 days, the city fell, and the prophecy of Jesus was fulfilled. The Jewish historian Flavius Joseph reports in the Jewish War that Titus would have said, "It is not I who have conquered. God, in his wrath against the Jews, has made use of my arm." So, when our Lord pondered the destruction of Jerusalem, it was a moment of extreme sadness for him. As a Jew, Jerusalem and its temple represented to him the covenant of God with his first chosen people. It was a symbol of God's favor on them. As God, the destruction of Jerusalem would be the destruction of the city and the house in which he had dwelt for many years. Yet, despite his tenderness and pity for Jerusalem, Jesus knew that he would allow it to be so completely destroyed that the prophetic words would be literally true. Not so much as one stone would be left standing on another stone. Everything would be destroyed. Everything would be scattered. There is an important warning in this gospel for all of us. God is merciful. God is compassionate. But God is also just. The price for rejecting Jesus and the price for looking for another king, a worldly king to drive out the Romans, was the destruction of this most precious city. In reality, the price was the destruction of the whole nation, the voiding of the covenants of God with his first chosen people. And just as there was justice for the Jews as a nation, There was justice for individuals. Those who had secularized and commercialized the worship of God were thrown out of the temple, beaten with a whip. There is an important warning in this gospel for all of us, because Jerusalem is the figure of our soul. Our soul is supposed to be a city of peace, and the great lesson of today is simply to recognize the time of the visitation of God. In one of his many sermons, Pope St. Gregory the Great reminds us that even though we have accepted the Catholic faith, there is a danger that the temple of our soul may become a figurative den of thieves, and that many of us could face the same destruction as Jerusalem. God expects our soul to be a font of prayers and ever to be thirsting for the knowledge and love of Him. He expects our will to conform to His will. He expects us to love our neighbor as He loves us and them. We must not make the mistake of the Jews, who thought that God would always be sending His help and protection to them despite their infidelity and denial. The time of our visitation is now. Jesus has admitted us to His kingdom through baptism. He gives us the opportunity to confess our sins. And we have a priest today in the back of the church hearing confession. And he admitted us to stand by His cross in the holy sacrifice of the Mass and to receive Holy Communion. We must remain faithful to Jesus as individuals and as a nation too. Certainly, America has received many favors from God in many ways. But just as it was taken away from the Jews, so it would be taken away from us if we reject the kingdom of Christ, if this country refuses to conduct the public affairs in conformity with God's law. That's why this is so important to pray for our political leaders, whatever we might think of them. We have to pray for those in charge. Indeed, there is a correlation between the decline of a human society and the decline in public morality. St. Paul says, God is faithful and he will not tempt us beyond our strength, but He does expect us to do our part and to fight for the good fight. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.